I just hope he doesn't change his mind.
Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks Podcast, the podcast all about Bachelor in Paradise and soon to be Finding Prince Charming on Logo.
Can't wait.
Me too, so excited. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens Podcast and the Big Brother Smother, and I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder-Taylor of the For Crying Out Loud Podcast.
Oh, Steph. Hello. If you could only see me, though, in my sweats, glasses, and Hillary Clinton t-shirt. Girl. Sorry, Ronnie.
Oh, my God. Hate her. I spilled Indian food on these jogging shorts 3 days ago. I've got a big red stain on the front of my pants, and I still just wear them out. And I walk my dog 5 times a day in them, and I don't care. So that's who you're listening to.
Oh, that's what's so great about what we do for a living. Although I use the term for a living very loosely.
Is this living? You remember that Weight Watchers commercial where I think her name was Lynn Curtin? No, not Lynn Curtin. What was her name? She used to say, "This is living." That was the Weight Watchers ads when I grew up. And I used to say, "Is this living? Is it?
Is it really?"
Eating my frozen Weight Watchers crap food
over the sink. Yeah.
It's all the right. Final week of Bachelor in Paradise.
It's so good.
You guys, is this good? Just kidding. It is good. I'm loving this show.
This is living. First of all, there's just so much that's good about it. It's funny on different levels. I mean, it's purposely funny the way they'd camp out the credits. And they have funny stuff, like the new girl that's just a chicken enthusiast. I mean, there's stuff that's purposely funny, and then there's stuff that's just funny because it's ridiculous.
And it's funny because humanity is going down the toilet, and we're like, exactly. LOL.
Exactly.
Have fun. So if you guys want to find us on the Insta and the Twitter, we are at Rose Pricks Pod, and just search for us on Facebook. That's become a really active, fun page. We have live show threads if you want to talk about the shows. And like I said earlier, we're about to start doing the Finding Prince Charming podcast, which is The Gay Bachelor, and that's over on El Logo. So that starts Thursday. I'm not sure when our podcast is going to start coming out. We have to see when I can start hijacking that shit illegally. To time our podcast.
I know. I feel so bad for our listeners that don't have Logo. So let's all work together to find a place to watch it. I do have Logo because I'm like 75 years old, so I still have cable.
I have cable, but Logo's in a different package. It's in like the fancy package.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to go look on my TV and see if I have it. I think I do.
Yeah, I'll get a fancy package. Yeah, I want a fancy package. I want to watch these fancy packages on the Logo show.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fancy packages, there were a lot of them on the finale of Bachelor in Paradise.
It's another shocking episode.
One of them was Evans. Oh, God. Just felt a shudder go through my body. Okay, so we open the show with Mr. Chinnigan, a.k.a. Grant, and Crazy Lace discussing their relationship. Chinnigan. And that she's scared. And then I was wondering if he got a nipple enhancement. Did you notice his nipples?
Yes. You know what he got? He got a boob taco enhancement. I think they've been eating a lot of tacos or something. And they just lay around. You know, it's not like they work out or anything. And he's getting like little tiny man boobs.
But it's just the nips.
That's where it starts.
Like, poking out, you think?
I think so, yeah. I actually wrote down man boobs, and then I crossed it out because I was like, is that mean? Because, of course, I understand the evolution of the man boob, you know, because I'm a man, and I gain weight a lot, so I get it. So I was like, oh my God, the beginning of a man boob, it's like he's going through puberty.
That's what I thought. Well, being the mom of girls and a boy, the nipples are where you look for the puberty first.
They start popping out?
Yeah. It's not the boob. You don't get like boob and no nipples. You get nipples and then the boobs. pop up a little bit. Like but anyway,
like mosquito bites, as they used to say back in the day.
Yes.
Little mosquito bites that turn into bee bites that turn into like just rat bites that just turn into boobs, eventually turn into boobs.
Rat bites.
So this whole episode had a theme, and it sees people desperate to make each other think that they're in love or make themselves think that they're in love so they could win nothing. I love that this show just leaves them with nothing. You don't win. Like the big thing is Tanner and Jade, Tanner and Jade. Hey, the goal is Tanner and Jade. Chris is becoming
they're so in love.
Yeah. Chris is becoming one of those people in a pyramid scheme where he's like, guys, are we energized? Are we going to be the next Tanner and Jade?
Yes.
Are you going to get your pink Cadillac, Mary Kay people?
Who's in love? Who's on the way to being in love? This is serious. You need to be in love. Start thinking about, let's start talking about our relationship and let's start talking about marriage. And if you're serious, who's serious? Who here is motivated?
Who's going to have a baby first? You guys need to have a serious talk about how in love you're willing to pretend to be to possibly be on another spinoff of this stupid show. They're like, oh my God, are we in love? Are we in love?
Prime example of it was the next scene, which was Jen and Nick. And I am so turned off by Jen and her never ending our relationship talk. She uses phrases like, we need to propel this relationship forward. It's like, it's not a physics experiment. It's hoeing it up on an island. Jen feels like they need some alone time.
If anything needs to propel, you need to propel your hand over to his penis and start doing the helicopter on it. Propel that penis until enough blood flows in it till it resembles a boner.
That's
so you could believe that this man is even slightly into you.
He's so not into her. It's the best acting job when he's like, every single time she's like, Nick, and she has that voice that's
annoying.
Are
you typing?
Am I typing? No.
Yeah. I hear like
no, I was like moving my chair.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. No, but every time they show them, Jen is in that really laid back voice. She's like, I've been really vulnerable and I'm willing to take it to the next level. But, you know, I guess we have to see if Nick is willing to go there and propel it forward. And how many fucking relationship talks are you going to have with the guy that you've been with that you just met?
I know. And she wants him to declare all this love, but he can't. And have you noticed that she's trying to always look like she's really chill and stuff, which so far I've believed her, but have you noticed that she has total bitch face?
Yeah.
Like she looks really mean because I don't think she's calm. I think she's simmering and she doesn't want to yell on TV because if this wasn't on TV, she'd be like, listen, Nick, you better stop wasting my fucking time. I'm a woman. I'm a strong, beautiful woman. And I don't deserve this. She'd be going off like crazy. And you can see it behind her eyes because they kind of slit up, you know, where they get like little, they narrow, as they say in a fancy novel.
Yeah.
Her eyes narrow a lot. And she just kind of looks at people like, I'm going to kill that bitch. But then she's like, I'm just wondering how you're feeling.
Yeah, because, I already told you, you know, like 1,800 times how I feel about you, Nick.
It's and just like hard. Kind of waiting like, we don't know where we're going. It's like hard. I'm like, where are we going? You know, because like sometimes like we're laying here and then I'm like, where are we going?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Like, I'm wondering like, we're on this bed, but is the bed on wheels? That's things I think about, Nick. I guess you don't think about it because you don't think about anything, do you?
Nope. You're basically sitting in a car that's not moving in a garage somewhere, and the garage door is closed, and all you need to do now is turn on the car and breathe deeply. Okay? That's where this relationship is going. It's just waiting to commit suicide in a garage somewhere. And now.
Well, it's also sad because, you know, not spoiler alert, Nick is going to be breaking up with you because he is the bachelor.
Yeah.
Which was weird planning on Bachelor in Paradise part. Yeah.
Well, they supposedly, did you hear the internet, the rumors on the internet?
Oh my specifically, gosh, do tell.
Specifically that site, Crazy Days and Nights, they have all the blind items.
Okay.
I love a blind item.
Crazy Days and Nights, I'm writing that down.
I wish Stevie Wonder would do blind items because he's like a blind singer. And it would just be awesome if they were like, here's Stevie Wonder to do some blind items.
That would be amazing. If he would sing them.
I'm such a cheese ball. I'm going to be a dad. I have enough corny dad jokes. Like, hey guys, what if blind jokes were done by Stevie Wonder? Am I right, kids? okay. The rumor was is that old man Luke, leaning Luke from Bachelorette,
yeah.
JoJo, the season of Joelle, if you're super close to her, like Orange Robbie would say. He was supposed to be the bachelor, and he was ready to come. He had his bags all packed, and then 10 hours before his flight, they fired him and hired Nick.
So, really?
Yeah, because guess why? Okay.
What?
You have to guess. You get three guesses, and then I'll tell you the truth.
They found out he's gay.
Okay, that's one guess. So A is they found out he's gay. What's another one?
He had a prison record, or he had a arrest record.
Oh, I like that. B, he had an arrest record. Okay, what's the next
somebody.
One?
God, I want to say that he was so boring that they just had so much negative feedback, but that can't be it.
Or
how about,
D.
How about they found, okay, C, they found out that he's way older than he says he is.
Or D, he stole his teeth from a body that he dug up and glued them in his mouth and he got caught. Okay, the answer is E, none of the above.
What? But,
listen, he's from Texas, y'all. What do you think happens in Texas? You knock people up at the roller skating rink, okay? He knocks somebody up, supposedly. Blind days and crazy days and nights says, not me. Don't sue me. But supposedly he knocked up some local girl, and he was still gonna go on the show. Like, what?
Well, why would that matter? I'm not really feeling it. Like I would normally need to feel it for somebody to make it.
Oh my god!
So he got fired, and he's putting out tweets like,
"Well, I'm still really happy for the opportunity that I didn't get, but still that like I might have gotten because now I can be a country and music and Western star."
Wow,
girl.
Maybe he could go on the road with James Taylor.
Poor thing. We need a deaf item now. He gonna make music. His song was like,
"You're California. You wear short shorts and a t-shirt. And the sky's blue and there's clouds. And I love you, girl."
Oh, my God. All right.
So, yeah, that was the gossip. So, now, new girl. Chicken enthusiast.
Chicken girl. Which pissed me off. There's no flashback. Or explanation as to why she's, I guess Chicken Girl is self-explanatory, but if you're going to go like, oh, she was on a past season or she was on a Bachelor, show a scene, right?
Yeah, well, she's the most white, I mean, what was I going to say? She's the most white trash, you know already, because chicken enthusiasts, and also they have a chicken actually enter the beach to introduce her.
Right.
And also her name is Tiara, and Toddlers and Tiaras is the most ghetto show on TV. You ever watch that?
Oh yeah.
So good.
Oh, do I? My kids watch it. They love it.
So her name is Tiara. So she's basically a grown-up Honey Boo Boo in my mind.
Yes. So, and she proves to be a complete non-entity on the show because she gives her date card to Nick. They show Nick going over to talk to her, which is all, it's a part of this became a big who cares because we know that Nick is going to be the bachelor.
Exactly. Well, it's a who cares anyway because all he does is lay around and get drunk with that boring bitch face girl Jen next to him looking like he wants to kill himself. But yeah, so everyone's like, oh no, what is Nick doing with the chicken girl? And Jen's all mad and giving her bitch face to the ocean. And then he comes back, and I felt so bad for Chicken Girl because, you know, she was like, oh, my God, this is the first time any man has come up to me with a smile like this and sat with me on a bed. And he just asked for her date card. Poor thing.
Right, right. Whatever. So then they go on a date, which is so boring. But I felt the whole time like he was about to let her. Doesn't he seem like he's constantly about to let her down gently?
Yeah, but Nick knows that at least here he's got a beach to sleep on and like some microwave pizza to put in the oven. Like he doesn't even care. He's there for beer.
Right, that's true.
Someone on our page, Ashley, on our Facebook page, thank you, Ashley. She mentioned that Nick has a speech impediment, which I hadn't noticed, which is weird because I'm so judgmental. And he really does. And now I cannot not hear the speech impediment.
Oh, I haven't noticed it. What is it?
It's kind of a whistle on his S's. He'll be like, hey, Jen, I wanted to go on a date, but but I wanted to make sure that it's okay with you. It's this weird little whistle he has, and now it's all I can hear. And every time he talks, I mean, I've wanted to like make love to this guy in my head for I don't know how long have I known him now? A month.
How long have I known him?
On TV, like a month. Right. So this crushed it. And this is why I can't ever be in a relationship, because now all I see is Carol Channing. Because that's how he talks.
This is sad, but what's crushing it for me is the facial hair. I really do feel like it looks like the, you know, what did I say, Castaway. Like, it just looks like it's just going to, the beard is just like a chia pet. Like, it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger until it's just all puffy in places. And it scares me because he seems like the kind of guy that if he gets lazy and he's in a relationship, that he just lets that shit go.
Yeah, that guy needs to date a French girl because, you know, he's got a lot of thick cheese. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He'll just like let it sit around forever and be like, what? We're married. Who cares if my penis smells like, you know, a decomposing France? Yeah. Who cares?
Right. So it's all indicated by the facial hair.
Yeah.
Just by the way it's growing in. Because if the facial hair is growing in at the same rate as like the hair on his head, which is getting poofy on top. So then he's got this like, it's poofy on top and poofy on the chin. It makes me feel scared that he just gives up.
Nick has the personality of somebody who just gives up, though. Like, he's got that demeanor of someone who's like, ugh. Like, at the beginning of this season, he's like, here I am at The Bachelor again. Great for me. Like, he's never made really much of an effort. And I love that about him.
Well, here's the problem, you didn't see this, but when he was on The Bachelorette with... I keep forgetting her name. I think it's Caitlin. Caitlin. Hold on, I'm looking it up. With Caitlin Bristow. With Caitlin Bristow. When he was, you know, he was one of two guys, and he slept with her. Remember I told you about this?
Yeah.
He was sexy. I mean, you could totally see. He was way more lit up about her. Well, first of all, the thing about Caitlin was that she was actually really pretty and funny and kind of like a smartassy, and she had so much more personality than this Jen will ever have. But you can see that Nick actually likes somebody who has like personalities, like sparkly. So seeing the difference makes it just look boring.
Yeah, he's this just girl kind is of just going a place card. This girl's a place. This girl's a bitch face place card. I think that she likes listening to him complain about everything and make his like snotty gay remarks about everything. Which,
yes,
I'm not saying he's gay, but he would be a good gay because he makes such bitchy remarks about everybody all the time.
Yeah,
and so she's just like the place card because he knows that he could dump her when someone better comes along, which he never did.
He's like BFFs with all the girls. That's another gay thing.
Yeah. God, I hope he's gay.
Like, all the girls like to tell him stuff.
And also, he flirted with Michelle Collins on the show, which is very gay, too. Because she's like, oh, my God, Nick, I love you. Tell me what you look for in a woman. And he's like, well. And he kind of had this flirty energy with her, which, of course, I was like, you go, girl. You know, I would root for that. Hell, yeah. Bring him to a Christmas party, girl. But she got kind of flustered, which is rare for her, because he had kind of a flirty energy, and he's like, I really like when a woman knows who she is and she's confident and she can give it back to me as good as I can get it, which, you know, more than a strap-on, I think he was talking about, you know, a sense of humor and stuff.
Right. Yeah, which is what we all are liking about him.
Also, I like that he'll give and get. I love a versatile bottom.
Mm.
Even though I ain't ever taken that up my butt, because my butt... It's not even that my brain says no, my butt says no. Like, my butt will literally be like, no, get away from here, or I'll bite your fucking dick off. Okay, bye. There's little teeth inside of it, like a alien.
That's something like that we have in common.
Yeah, and our vaginas. So, dinner, Jen, they're still... You guys, I know it seems like we've been talking about Jen for a long time, but really, the next scene is Jen going, now how do you feel about it? Now how do you feel about me? And Nick starts going into the woman talk of The Bachelor, where he's like, you know, the stronger I feel for you, the more nervous I get. Also, the more beer I need. Like, you challenged me to break down the walls of a bar so I can get more beers. I will break down the beer walls. Do you know where there's a fridge around here? Beers. She's like, I feel like we're on the same page feeling-wise. Like, I really do. Like, I really feel like we're on the same page feelings-wise, but... And the walls are coming down. My walls are coming down. He said walls coming down, I think, 20 times.
I know. And it's all in response to her going, I mean, my walls are coming down. I really feel a lot of strong feelings for you. But, I mean, I'm just... I'll tell you straight up. Like, I'm feeling feelings for you. So... Like, you know, I guess I'm wondering, like, I mean, if your walls are coming down, that's great. But what does that mean? Like, what are your feelings?
I think all Nick really should do in life is get a show on HGTV like Property Brothers, where he's just ripping down walls all day, because that's all he's talking about. Ripping down walls. Like, I'm looking at an open design for this kitchen. OK, Nick, rip down the walls.
So wait, have you skipped over the fortune teller part?
No, I don't think we got there yet. But oh my God, who is calling you, for Christ's sake?
I'm so sorry. It's like a 1-800 number.
This is ABC News. Dare you take a phone call during this podcast?
That was my landline. See, this is how old school I am. This is how I should be, really, with Luke. Because he and I could just, I'll have an old phone and he'll have his old teeth. Just... All right, so do they? Because first they go, don't they go to the fair?
They do next, but then we get other people. The real relationship here: Josh and his microwave pizza. He's just talking to himself while he eats and moaning, right, and going, "You're really good. Yeah, you're so good. Yeah, how you go down my throat." And people are watching him because he's such a weirdo. And the dumb bitch, Lauren, sorry for saying dumb bitch, but come on, guys.
Yeah,
Lauren's
horse
like, face. You know, like, it's really hard because, like, a guy's choice, and they're, like, all coupled up. It's an awkward position to be in. Like, I mean, I'm saying it's awkward, and I can walk on my knees when they're flipped over my head. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I'm going to go talk to Brett because, I mean, I know he's with Izzy, but I just really feel like we had a connection, and I just want to see if maybe he could have a stronger connection with May.
I didn't even remember his name at this point. I just call him Triangle Head Queen. So I just kept, and then I was like, it would just be easier to remember his name.
Lamp Guy.
Oh, that's better. Lamp Guy. Lamp Queen. So she goes over to talk to him, and he's acting kind of arrogant at this point. It was hard to read what he was doing, but he was basically leaning back on the bed, and she was sitting up. So already the body language is like, we don't belong together. And he's just staring at his nails and, like, picking his nails while he talks.
It was so weird. It was like he came off like a robot. Like, he was like an ATM.
Like a bitchy, like, robot.
Okay, just press, do you want Spanish, English, Dutch, or Italian? Do you want your account balance?
He's a bitch operator.
Do you want to just do a straight withdrawal? Okay, I will give you the date card.
He's like totally like that, but programmed bitchy. So even if you go operator, he'll say, but isn't there something I can help you with? The operator, are you sure you don't mean main menu? Operator, you god damn it, give me the fucking operator voice, Stringley. Okay, I'll transfer you. That's him.
Then he's like, okay, I'll give you the date card, I guess.
Yeah, and he goes,
I guess I gotta go tell Izzy. I mean, he's like, well, okay, I mean, I guess if you want to see your account balance, the balance is that I guess I have a stronger connection with you than with Izzy or whatever. It's not saying much. But
I felt almost bad for her, but she's made no effort, and also she literally talks like an unhinged jaw moron, and I can't with her. But
who's that PR girl from the 90s that hit a bunch of people with her car?
Oh my God, Lizzie Grubman.
Yes, she has like a Lizzie Grubman, like that kind of like moneyed but Jewish New York, but you know what I'm talking about? That kind of
one. Yeah, but then she has like an accent. Like, it comes from, like, the Mideast. So I'm not really sure what's up with her, if she's trying to cover up an accent, maybe she did get punched in the jaw, or maybe she's just unhinged it too many nights as a shot girl. I don't know. But something's off with her. And he's acting like she was just applying for a job. He's like, well, thanks for coming over and talking to me. Press 1 if you're going to leave right now, and press 2 if you're going to leave right now. Leave, bitch. Leave.
Right. Right.
So before we go over to Izzy, let's go back because I did skip the gypsy lady.
God.
Nick and Jen go talk to this gypsy lady. And yeah. I love a reality TV gypsy lady because usually the producers are like, here's what's up. And then they just say whatever they're told to. So I don't know if that happened, but this one, the fortune teller lady's like pulling over a car. She's like, he's not that into you. He's not that into you. He's not that into you. All three cards, he's not that into you. Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. One more card. In the future, I see, just like the same, a soft penis. This is the soft penis card. Yes. Never get hard for you.
Yes. And you, but I will say the good news is that your expectations too high.
You give more than you receive, okay?
Yes, because you are a very nice person, but he is not into you at all. He does not find you attractive. He does not know. He does not want to marry you or even end this date with you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And he's like, well, I hope she doesn't believe in the gypsies very much, girls. And so he's like, did you believe the gypsies? Because my walls. Oh, yeah, yeah. So now Triangle Head Lamp Guy Brett goes over to Izzy, and she's all excited. She's like, oh, my God, he wants to have a talk with me. This is going to be so good. And she tells us, I think I'm still falling for Brett. I mean, he's as attractive as he was the day that I met him. Like, he's still totally cute. I feel like, you know, I could have his babies. Like, possibly I could make babies with this man.
Except for now, I want to make babies with him even more, if that's possible. Like, when I first saw him, I wanted to have babies with him because I'm very shallow. But now that I've had 4 conversations with him, like, I would even, like, adopt babies with him. Like, that's the level of commitment that I want with this guy.
Yeah, so she's all excited when he pulls her aside to the same old ratty bed.
Right.
And she's like, oh, my God, what's up? Did you have a fun day?
And her face, she just has that face that's like a 10-year-old, like with all the hope and expectations for goodness happening for the rest of her life. Like those big wide open eyes, like, hi.
Yeah. You're about to find out that Santa Claus is a rapist and he's your father.
Yeah.
And he's been in jail for 10 years. And that's why you don't get presents anymore. It's like everything is about to crush down around her head.
Yes. And his speech was so painful because he was so disconnected from any. He was just like a million miles away.
Yeah, he like, was yeah, just kind of. So like, I wish my nails weren't clean right now so I could clean them while I talk to you, but they're not. I mean, they are clean, so here we go.
He's just like, like whatever. We hung out, I guess. I don't know, and whatever. We had some time together, but I had some time with Lauren, and I guess I just want to have more time with Lauren.
Yeah, like, you know, Lauren, I guess, Lauren's roots need me. Like, have you seen that girl's hair? She's got 2 inches of roots. She looks like a bird's nest is on top of her. She needs me. I need to be needed.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You comb your hair, so I'm breaking up with you. She's like, oh, I should go.
And he's like, he goes, okay.
And then this thing pops up on, he's like, okay, see ya. For to exit, press 4. So then this thing.
To exit this call.
Yeah.
Press the pound key.
He's like, have you not heard me? Because I've been pressing pound. And the operator's not even supposed to press pound. I pressed pound on you like 5 times. Leave!
You know what the worst part is of any of these scenes? Is that last hug. The guys, for some reason, well, the girls do it too, always want to go in for that little the pity hug at the end. And you're like, don't. You just told her you don't like her. Let her just walk away. Don't go, come here, you.
Yeah, why does she need
come
to
come here,
hug you
little reject. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Give her a little kiss on the top of her head. Well, no, don't do that. Just let her go.
As he was dumping her, this thing pops up on the TV screen from the news, and it says, toddler shot with BB gun. And
I didn't see that.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. But just that it popped up while Lizzie was getting dumped. I was like, this is like everything positive in the world is dying right now. Even a toddler was shot with a BB gun, Izzy.
God. But then I proceeded to not feel bad for Izzy at all. This was bad even for this show.
This is embarrassing.
Vinny! I made a mistake. I'm so stupid. I'm so in love with Vinny. I've got to call Vinny. Vinny was everything. There was not one second of Izzy ever having a conversation where she was like, I might have fucked up with Vinny. This guy, I don't know what I was doing, but I guess I'll ride this out till the end. Yeah. No, never. Not a moment of that. It was all good about Lamp Guy. Oh, Lamp Queen is everything. Oh, girl, he's going to do my hair. He's going to be my best friend. We're going to have the best life together. He's everything I've ever wanted. Oh, he's not into me. Vinny!
Yeah, that was pathetic. It's like she was driving an old Impala. And it worked fine. It wasn't that cute, but it like worked. It was comfortable. It was fine. It never broke down. And then she's like, yeah, well, I'm getting a Ford Focus now. Fuck you, Impala. And she sends it to the junkyard. And then it breaks down on her immediately. And she's like, I miss you, Impala. No, you never respected that car. You put the gum under the seat of that car.
Right.
You were
right.
Mean to that car. And now that car is dead in a junkyard somewhere. It's a little square. Fuck you, Izzy. You don't get to do that.
Not only that, but she's actually like, I didn't even like the Impala, but it's better than no car.
Exactly. At first, I just thought, why does it have this tree, this Christmas tree hanging in it that smells funny? But now I'm like, I miss the Christmas tree. I miss the smell, the Ford Focus.
Now I have to take the bus.
Yeah.
God, why?
This bitch is going to be walking everywhere because even a bus driver is not going to stop for that. Be like, oh, no. What? I'm going to stop. You're going to ding and tell me where you want to stop after I put all this into our relationship? No way, lady.
Right.
Stupid so Izzy. I don't feel for her at all. Bye, bitch.
So she gets in the limo, and this was so classic. She smiles at the camera like she's about to deliver Bachelor in Paradise, the ending in Sleepless in Seattle. She's like, okay, you guys. I am about to call Vinny, and it is going to be like the most romantic thing I can do.
Calling him.
that's the most
romantic thing you could do is call him.
The most romantic thing you could do would be to shower Brett's cum off your stomach before you make the call. But that would be the most romantic thing you could do. But no. You just want to call Vinny. And it's just the look on her face is so crazy. She's just like, you guys, I know. I'm pretty much making the whole show. Mm-hmm. You guys are all with me on this. I'm about to deliver you the feel-good ending that everybody's been rooting for. So here we go.
This girl is too stupid to even go out the front door, okay? She was dragging her suitcase down the beach like an idiot and wondering why it wouldn't roll. And then Evan was yelling at her from the top. He's like, hey, girl, go get your Vinny, girl. Like, they're all rooting for her.
She's like, I'm in it to Vin it. Yeah.
Vin, vehicle identification number, please note. Okay, so this girl's about to make an ass out of herself and call Vinny. And then we cut to commercial. And guess what commercial comes on?
Valtrex?
Well, I'm sure she's got that already. It's the one where the kids are calling their parents because they crashed the car.
And oh,
they're
right.
Sobbing.
Yes,
they're like, oh, I crashed the car, Mom. And I was like, this is such poetry to me.
Yeah.
That this commercial just came on.
So you be Vinny and I'm going to be, what's her name?
Okay.
Okay. So.
Hello.
Hi, Vinny. Hi.
Yeah. Who's this?
It's Izzy.
Hold on, Mom. Who?
It's Izzy from Bachelor in Paradise. Remember?
Oh.
We were just, like, together, and then I broke up with you.
Oh.
Are you on the phone?
No, Ma. All right, I'm on the phone. Just talking to someone.
Hey,
Ma! All right, what do you want, Vinny? What do you want, Izzy?
Hey, so I've got great news for you. Like, such good news.
More tissues being delivered to my house because I've been doing nothing but masturbating while I'm crying. So I could use some more tissue.
Well, then you're going to be so overjoyed to hear this. Guess what? I realized I made a mistake and I left paradise and I want to get back together and I am coming to Florida like tonight.
We did
Give me that phone. Who is this? Is this that itsy girl? You listen to me. You ruined this. You could have had my son. You know he knows how to make his own tomato sauce. How dare you? Have you ever tried to make pizza dough by yourself? You gotta let it rise for 2 days. Do you know many men with the patience of that? Vinny's got it. You slag. Don't call here again, or I'm going to chop you up and put you in the engine of the ferry.
So I guess you do want me to come?
You're never coming back. There's no chance. You're dead to us. Click.
Oh, my God. I feel sick. I think I'm having a panic attack. This is not how I saw this going. Cut to rose ceremony preamble.
Oh, so good. She's like, I need to get out of the car. And so she got out of the car on the side of the road. She's like, and then they kept showing the empty seat where she was sitting in the car. And then they cut back to her and then cut back to the empty seat. It's like, come on now. Is this the most dramatic thing we could ever see? An empty seat in a car. Uh-oh.
It's Elijah's seat. That's a Jewish reference.
Yeah. Waiting for Elijah to come back and knock on the seat. She was pathetic. I did love that Vinny told her, you literally dumped me for the lamp guy. So there's no coming back for that. No coming back from that. I was proud of him, except for the fact that we've seen on TMZ that she was like sleeping in his lap on a plane.
Well, I was just going to say, of course, I Googled, are Izzy and Vinny back together? And yeah, found out that he did say no, but then they did get together. She did go to Florida. I don't know. So
He got tired of his mom walking into the basement while he was masturbating. It was like, okay, I'll give her another chance. Just get me out of this house.
Oh, my God. So are they together? I don't know. There's no real conclusion to it. But if they are, he's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the desperate guys. You know, who have we named as the desperate guys? Vinny, Grant. Who is the other one? Oh, Evan. But, I mean, Evan found a girl who I guess it's going to work out, I guess. But those other guys, they don't care. They'll just go with anything. They're like the girls. They just want to be picked for something, and that's all they care about. And Vinny was picked. Like, what's he going to do? Like, he's a guy from Staten Island living in, I don't know. She said he was in Florida, so I imagine Tampa somewhere. No offense, Tampa people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do I do meth and work in a gas station my whole life, or just go with this Izzy girl?
Right. And I saw some picture from Instagram where she's has her dog in her lap and she's got her hair in little buns. She's trying to be something she's not.
Izzy?
Yeah.
Yeah. In love with Vinny. Well, good luck with that, guys. I mean, hey, look, a lot of marriages are built on people who just needed to be picked and they're all very happy. LOL.
That's true. So then we go to the rose ceremony preamble and the Rusky wonders what's going to happen. Is there supposed to be a rose for me? Is this guy Wells going to give me a rose? Yet.
I just want a rose. Is this man going to give me a rose?
This was so sad because Chris had his five lines and then everyone's worried about what Wells is going to do. And I just thought it was so funny that all these girls are worried about Wells. And it's so obviously the end of a show. It's like musical dick. You know, like people just don't have a dick to sit on and that's all they care about. I mean, only on a deserted island at the end of a season would people be fighting over a DJ in a denim shirt. Let's be honest.
And then he's laying on the bed with Jamie and he's like going, wow, like he's doing cartoon voices. She's like, do the radio voice. He's like, coming to you live. It's America's Top 40. And a Porky Pig. And she's like, oh, my God. I love him because he's an intellectual. What?
That's how that girl sounds to me. She's just so dumb. And he's like, well, look. Like an old lazy boy from the 70s, I'm very comfortable masturbating on you. It's lovely. And she's like, wow. And then she goes away. And then they
go over to Ashley, who's like, I've had my heart set on Wells for a while. Like, ever since Jared got the restraining order against me, I've been totally into Wells. So I think it would be only fair if he picks me.
Yeah, because, like, I know in my heart that I have more feelings than her, okay? She just wants a rose. It's not like it's the beginning of a relationship with them. I mean, I've liked him for ever, okay? Like, I got over Jared for him. Like, I've been in this a long time. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's really ridiculous. And then the Russian girl, suddenly, first of all, what is she wearing? She's wearing a green lace doily.
Yeah, it looks over her kind whole of body. Like an underwear skirt. So it looked like bra material, but also as a dress. Like, I don't know. It was weird. It was like fancy. It's like a very formal way to go to sleep, like a cocktail party lingerie. I'm not sure what it was.
Yes. And it reminded me a little bit of Carly's really bad red jumper lace thing.
Yes,
with the
similar.
Sleeveless with the gloves. But no shoulders.
Yeah, similar, but it's crazier for Carly than it is for any Russian. Like,
That's true.
I live in a Russian neighborhood. You should see Saturday Night around here. It is the most hilarious thing. I mean, some of these fashions, wow. So it kind of made sense for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, not for Carly. She did look like a dumb hoe. And I felt really bad for her because she broke out. I don't know where they're staying, but they must be staying by a pizza factory because there's always pizza there. And some of these girls are just breaking out like crazy. And this Russian girl got pizza face. She's lucky Josh didn't eat her face.
Yeah.
Right off of her, scalp.
She's like, listen here. Listen, I'm going to really butcher this accent.
I can't do one.
Нет. This man, he thinks he, I don't fight for guys. I am not a hunter. I'm a gatherer. I don't make borscht for nobody. You make borscht for me.
She's like, I leave. And she like storms off and the chicken goes, what did the chicken lady say? She walks off angrily and they're playing like this wacky suspense music. Like it's an 80s comedy music. It's suspenseful, but also like dun dun. Dun 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 dun. It's like Death Becomes Her, like very wacky 80s.
Right.
And Wells goes after her, and someone goes, Wells went after her, and the chicken lady goes, what? Did I say that out loud? I love that weird girl.
I
love
her. I
don't
remember Wells going after her. I thought Wells was like, okay, bye.
No, he went to talk to her, and he's like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, it's two more days with free microwave pizza. And she's like, yeah, I don't hunt, and I'm in the wrong place. And he goes, well, I understand, but unfortunately for you, I've already gone on dates by the time you got here. And, like, we do have a connection. I mean, or we did before you literally got pizza all over your face. But, like, unfortunately for you, like, he's so snotty. I love that Wells finally gets a choice in life where he's got, like, three hoes to choose between.
Right.
And she's like, I don't fight for guys. So she runs off. But really what she wanted was for him to say, no, you don't need to fight for a guy. I'm yours. Which, of course, he didn't. And so she broke down by a rock. And I was like, you're crying by a rock in your underwear. This is hilarious. Sorry to laugh at you, but please go home.
Yes. And then Carly thinks the Russian is a coward. She's like, she should have stayed and like just to see what would happen. Like you can't, unless you're willing to like put your walls down like I did. Like I put my walls down and then Evan like just like rode over the little part of the wall that's at the base that there was still left over. Because of course my walls can't come all the way down because there's another guy that broke my heart last time. But so there's just like a little bit of wall and Evan like, you know, had like an SUV or whatever because he has three kids. So he had to have room for like baby seats or whatever. And he just drove over that bottom part of the wall and like got to me. So
I've totally lost respect for Carly for being with Evan. Is that weird? Like she talks now and I think, wow, you were the greatest narrator ever. And now I don't trust you.
I agree.
It's like when you find out that, you know, the newscaster lied about Benghazi or whatever. Whatever was in the news. Brian Williams when he was like, okay, well, I did lie about, you know, getting shot at in a war or whatever the hell that was.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because you have to have a healthy amount of cynicism to live. And it was like Carly had a lot of cynicism. And could she have taken it down a notch if you're on Bachelor in Paradise? Sure. But she went completely the other way. And now she's like anti-cynicism.
Yeah, and that's not going to work because we've all seen what happens when people decide to put aside their negativity and just go with it. They realize why they were negative in the first place because, you know, life sucks.
And they become boring to people like us.
Yeah. Also, Rose, I was surprised that the hairdresser guy didn't go for the girl named Sue. Like, if a gay guy's gonna chase any girl, it would be the girl named Sue. But he didn't. Okay, rose ceremony. Ashley is standing there. She's wearing this weird boob shirt where it's like a t-shirt dress cut all the way down to her belly button with, you know, like her boobs showing, which is fine. Like, who cares? But she had her arms behind her back like she was trying to push out her boobs. Oh, she was so sad.
Yes,
so
sad. I know.
Pretty girl, you're a pretty girl. How many times do I have to tell you you're a pretty girl, Ashley?
So, okay, this might sound noisy for a second. I'm just adjusting in my chair. Okay, here we go. Okay.
I made you so paranoid.
Is that
now.
The noise? Was that the typing noise that you thought you heard? It's me moving
it's
my
just
chair
like,
around.
Whenever there's like a bump on the desk, it just makes people crazy when they're listening. Trust me, I only know this from people commenting like, God damn it, you loser!
Okay, well, I just had to adjust in my chair. Okay, so God, darling, Josh,
no apologies. I didn't mean to traumatize you.
Nick picks Jen. Grant picks Lace. Evan picks Carly. And then, Brett.
Brett.
So I brought this lamp or whatever, and even though the lamp is on, so it would seem like there's some light, but actually it's not, like, I'm not really feeling a spark. Like, this is just artificial light. It's like not a real spark. I mean, I might be feeling a little spark, a little bit for Chris Harrison, but I don't know. Chris might be a little young for me because I'm kind of...
He's like, look, let's face it. I like Dick. Okay. I came here for the sun and the drinks. There's no one to have fun with. There's not even any hot guys here.
No.
And if I get any more sun, my face is going to fall off. Like, I've literally turned Middle Eastern when I've been here. Like, he's like a blank-eyed Middle Eastern guy. He's just like, blink. Poor blank
guy.
Oh,
he's just so doesn't belong there.
He's like, I thought I could be off cocaine for a week. I can't. I can barely get out of bed. So, bye.
Oh, God. It was so anticlimactic. So he leaves. And then it's like, oh, my God, it's the biggest decision ever.
Ashley.
Wells, who's he going to pick? Oh, my God. I don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah. Way to play it smooth, Ashley. She's like, like you're darting around the room, like huffing and puffing and just wait. God, calm down over there.
So Wells picks Ashley and Lauren. Yeah, whatever. I guess I'm going to have to go. And Jamie, I'm just a really nice girl. I like Wells so much. And the chicken enthusiasts have to leave.
That poor chicken girl. When they showed her sitting on the beach eating chicken while horror music played, I was dying.
I know. But it was just like, so it was kind of a stupid waste of time. It was, I mean, I guess it was just a little comedy. But what was the point of having somebody come on the finale?
I think just because the way this show's structured, I don't think they've really thought all the way to the end with the structure of the show, like the format. They're like, oh, shit, what do we do now? We'll just get some loser that's not going to get a date anyway. Who do we have that's crazy? Okay, Chicken Lady, get her. I mean, this girl looked like she knew that's why she was there. She was wearing a grandma, you know, hand-me-down thrift store dress. She didn't even want to waste a dress to be in the show.
True.
And her hair was just pulled back in like a really ratty ponytail. Her hair was sticking all up. Her face was like, she made no effort, is what I'm saying. She looked like she rolled out of bed and showed up. And you're like,
yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, shocker. At least you got the bucket of chicken we promised. Now leave. She's like,
but
who cares?
What is she going to get? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Wells already had like four ladies. Who's left?
Well,
no one's going to give her a rose. No one's going to go like, yeah, I'd like to start my journey and go to the fantasy suite with some woman I've, you know, who's
someone,
in the corner.
Some woman who smells like bloody chicken. Like,
yeah.
Who wants that?
All right. So now Chris Harrison lays out the ground rules. All right. Now, you know, you've had some time with the ladies and the guys. And, you know, so it's time to figure out how many kids you want and how, you know. Like you said earlier, how much you're willing to pretend to be in love with somebody.
Yeah, basically, he's like, okay, guys, we've got a bunch of sluts here, boys and girls alike. Now's the time to decide if you're going to fuck each other. Okay, that's basically the whole speech.
Like, right.
Are you willing to actually fuck each other kind of on TV? That's basically what he's asking. Ashley does not even have any pity for the girl who just got kicked off, that Lauren girl. She's like, well, that's the way it goes. It's a show, and that's the way it goes. It's like, really? Because you would be sobbing right now. So they all go off to their one-on-one dates, and this is where I started making dinner, because these dates, oh my God, Carly.
Oh, yeah. I literally wrote down a bunch of jibber-jabber.
That's what it was. Carly is nervous because she got dumped before, although I did like when she's like, look, if Evan does that to me, I'll chop his balls off. Because, you know, Carly knows that she's lowered the bar, basically, for right. this guy. And she's like, he better not dump me because yeah. I'm going out with Evan, which is gross. And if I get dumped by a gross guy, someone's going to get hurt. Okay.
It kind of made me want to see the last season of Bachelor in Paradise, though, and see exactly how blindsided she was.
Well,
if you're listening and you saw it, just tell me what happened.
Well, they showed the clip of her just sobbing. That was right. really fun.
But I never saw her with this guy or saw if it seemed like they were in love or not.
Yeah.
God,
I have
Ronnie,
no idea.
I need
yeah,
to see
like
that.
I need to see it. Binge watch it. It's only 18,000 hours long, okay?
I know. God, I
sit
can't.
Sit down and watch it. So, Nick, guess what, guys? Nick still doesn't know if Jen's the one. Shocker. Jen has an emotionless face and a mustache. And Wells yep. and Nick. Okay, so Wells and Nick have a talk. And Nick is like, so are you going to bone Ashley? Because she's a virgin. And you have to at least try, right? And Wells is like, no, look. She wouldn't stay a virgin this long to just give up her cherry after one date with a DJ. And Nick is like, yeah, well, try anyway. Because if you take her virginity, you'll be a national treasure. Like, just pop it. I'm sick of listening to her talk about it.
Right. And then meantime, you've got Ashley going like, I don't know, you guys. I mean, this is so amazing. Like, I don't know. Like, I think I might have sex with this guy. And yeah. the other girls are like, are you going to sit on his cock? And then somebody goes, did I just say that? Oh, my God. I just said, are you going to sit on his cock? Like, I basically just asked if you're going to fuck him.
And this
she's
was
like. I
yeah,
think
and
I
she
will.
Said, yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's
she was basically,
boyfriend.
Yeah, she was like, this is, I'm sick of talking about my virginity. Everyone acts like it's such a big deal. I've held on to it this long, not even on purpose, but because I'm too crazy for anybody to fuck because they know their life is going to be hell after. And I don't care. Like, I'm going to lock him in that room. I'm going to sit on that DJ. I'm going to find out what's the big deal. And that's it. And then it's intercutting between Wells talking to the guy still. And he's like, I guess I have to talk to Ashley because he's decided yeah. he's not going to bone her.
And it keeps escalating. Like, then you go back to the girls and she's like, I think I might be marrying this guy, you guys.
Yeah. She's like, if I don't get my cherry pop tonight, I'm going to move into a convent. And Carly's like, look, just tell him I want to fuck you and I promise not to be psycho after. Okay. I lost my virginity to a guy named Chip and it kind of hurt.
Yeah.
And then it hurt more that I was dating a guy named Chip. And then I wondered about Dip. And then he dumped me, but at least my vagina was loosened up. And yeah. Ashley's like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
And cut to Wells going, can I talk to you? Yeah. Coming up in your life, a guy breaking up with you.
Coming up, the most shocking breakup ever.
Welcome to another guy making you cry.
Is she actually, yeah. Today, the top 40 is you're going home, you stupid hooker. I've got a headache because I haven't stopped being wasted since I got here, and I just need a nap. I think Wells just picked her because he knew that he wouldn't have to fuck her. But then when he heard that she was going to fuck him, he's like, girl, I ain't fucking some girl on some show. Are you crazy?
Okay, this is going to sound terrible and like I'm cheating on our show somehow, but I actually felt bad for Ashley. I can't believe it. I mean, she's so psycho and crazy, but there was something about like how open her face was and how that was different than the Izzy thing. Like, I didn't feel bad for Izzy, which is weird because Izzy's, you know, not as crazy as Ashley. But I just felt like Ashley was like, Ashley was going, I just feel like I feel kind of normal for the first time, like an actual normal guy likes me and I might end up with a boyfriend. And, I felt bad.
Yeah, she actually said, you know, this isn't just losing my virginity. Like, I'll actually get a boyfriend out of this. I mean, come on.
Like a normal guy. Like, somebody actually likes me. And I feel confident. And I actually am not worried that he's going to hurt me. And yeah. I was like, oh, honey.
I'm not worried he'll pull away, otherwise known as run for the hills. But
I felt bad. I legit felt bad for her.
Well, as
My
much as we make fun
bit.
Of these people for pretending they're in love in 2 seconds or not even knowing the other person and just wanting to be picked, which is basically the theme of the show.
Yes.
As much as we make fun of it, that comes from really knowing what that's like and not feeling like, you know, you're going to get picked. Like, we've all been there. We're all humans. And when you see Ashley being a real human being and being like, I'm vulnerable. And this could really hurt me, but I'm just so happy. And she gets that positive, you know, like you're about to go out and you're like, maybe I'll meet someone tonight. And you feel all great about yourself. And then you're just, you're not. And then you come home and you're just like that much more upset. I don't know. I understand it. And I understand her loneliness and stuff. And I kind of want to hug her. But also, that's how people get into terrible relationships.
No, I know. And she's cuckoo. And it Wells did the right thing, but her face after he said it was like, she had this look on her face that was like, yeah, you've just confirmed every negative thing I've ever thought about myself. Like, she just had that look like, yep, I knew it. I'm unlovable. I'll never have anybody. I get it.
Yeah,
like,
it
she looked
so
like an
sad.
Abused child whose dad just said, you will never find love. You're ugly. I felt sad.
I did too, especially when she said, yeah, but it's not like, you know, Chris Harrison said, we have to get married and have babies. But come on, it's just another date. It's like, we could just go on another date and have fun. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal.
Right.
And he's like, but it is a big deal. And he dumps her. And
yeah, he's like, but literally he's saying, like, I don't even want to go on another date with you because he basically was saying, there's no reason to because there's no future.
Okay. There's two theories in my brain. One, what we learned about Wells in his season with Joelle.
I'm going to move my chair again. It might make noise. Hold on.
What we learned about him is that he was with a girl for a really long time that he had no relationship with anymore, and they were just basically roommates. So I imagine him just being lazy on the couch, never wanted to have sex or make an effort or be romantic or anything. So right off the bat, he came off as just a lazy guy who doesn't even really want to be there to me. Like, he was there to be on TV, even though I don't think he seems like a douchebag. I like Wells, believe it or not, from how I talk about him. I actually like him. But then the other theory is, and he just doesn't want a girlfriend, especially one like Ashley, who's going to bug him all the time. He's like, I can see my life, and it's requires a lot too much with you. No, get out of here. The other theory for me is that he's like, I'm basically a pussy vacuum. I've walked in here. I picked up like 4 vaginas. I'm a stud. I'm the most popular person on The Bachelor ever. And I'm going to be the next Bachelor. Or I will be a Bachelor. Because they're all looking at this show as an audition, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking he's thinking if he doesn't end up with Ashley, that leaves him open to get a job as the Bachelor because he's so charming. You know, everybody's telling him how charming and wonderful he is. He's just got all these girls to fall in love with him or pretend. And so he thought he was going to get somewhere. And so he just left crazy Ashley behind because at least he'll have a chance at a job in the future, you know?
Right.
So that's what I think, but
I just looked up a spoiler. I just wanted to know if Ashley is falling for Wells. Okay. Ashley has been focused on Jared. However, it's about to end badly. I wanted to see, according to, let's see, as in the case, the remaining couples.
Oh,
it says, okay, Aya Canetti, that's Ashley, and Wells Adams may leave being single again, but is there any chance they decided to pursue a relationship off screen and are still together? They wouldn't be the only couple this summer to reportedly try that out, but so far none of the pairs who didn't stay together at the end of the season have made a relationship last as far as anybody has determined so far.
No, I don't think they did, but Ashley did say when she was on After Paradise that she's over Jared now romantically, which means she's dating because she even admitted that she can't get over him until she's dating somebody else. Like, never move on to another job or never quit your job until you've got another one lined up.
Interesting. Ashley. Okay. So recently Ashley went on a vacation with Jared, with her sister and with Jared and Jade and Tanner. While Ashley and Jared are said to be truly just friends now, it seems unlikely she'd go on a trip like that if she were with Wells. So obviously she's not.
Yeah, no, she's not with Wells, but I think she's either dating someone or getting friend sex from Jared. But a girl like that isn't just healed in a day. That's not how it works. She's only going to be healed by Dick. We all know it. Let's be honest.
Yes, true. Okay. So
the rest of this episode is basically these lame dates. Evan and Carly, and as she points out, she's like, I guess we're the weirdo couple because we only go on weirdo dates. It's this like fat Mexican lady in a thong and a see-through outfit and paint all over her. She's like, yep. Do you want to paint yourselves? And they're like, yes. Awesome. They know they don't want to give them a date where Evan's going to have to get a boner in any kind of way. So they're like, well, it's just a fat Mexican lady. Let's paint.
Yeah.
Finger paint. So there's that. Josh and Amanda go watch soccer.
Oh, my God. Well, that was really funny because Amanda's like, you know, I've got two kids at home. And so I want to see how Josh interacts with like some random kids in a park so I can tell if he'll be a good dad. Because I really take it seriously. Like, I really definitely need to see him kicking the old soccer ball around with some Mexican boys so that I can take him home and put him in my house as my kid's dad.
And when he went up to that little boy and said, listen, you little fucking loser, if you don't do it right, I'm going to bash your head through this goalpost. I knew that he cared. Like, you know, the last guy I dated, I introduced him to my kids and then he dumped me. So,
yeah.
Like, this is proof. It's like my kids are retarded or my boyfriend's retarded. So I can't wait to take them home.
And Josh is like, so what, like, do your kids, do they do any activities? Is that what you call it when kids do shit? Like, do they have activities? Have you never fucking talked about her kids at all? He's like, yeah, if I meet your kids, I'm definitely going to like teach them some stuff like about soccer or like, you know, like life skills, like how to microwave a piece of pizza. Use a paper plate, idiot. Okay. Seriously,
if you don't put a paper towel over it, your pizza's gonna dry out, you little fucking moron.
She's like, oh my god, you're gonna be a great dad. Let's get married.
They're pathetic, okay?
Oh, it's awful. I can't, as a parent, I cannot watch her with two tiny young daughters. Actually, the fact that she's gonna get engaged to this guy is horrible to me.
Yeah, she's basically like, oh my god, I can't wait till you beat my children. Kisses.
It's going to be amazing.
So Grant and Lace were the biggest news of this because their date was going to get tattoos that say Grace because that's half their name, which I guess it is.
Yeah.
But I prefer to call them LeCant. So whatever. I mean, whatever tattoo works for you
guys. Love it.
Yeah, because this couple is not going to work, okay?
Yeah.
There's no way.
And Grant are like, Grant's like, you know, I'm just saying, like, my chin already told Lace, like, I'm in love with her. Like, so she knows that, like, I'm totally in love with her. And, you know, she hasn't told me that, but, you know, it seems like she's in love with me. I mean, I'd like to hear it, but, you know, I'm sure I can marry someone who's just fond of me. You know, if my wife, like, likes me quite a bit, like, that's cool. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'd like to hear her say it, but, like, I could totally, like, propose just knowing that she feels, like, lukewarm. Because lukewarm is like almost warm. Like it's like.
And it's also almost Luke, who is also the Bachelor. So, like, if you put it all together, like, it equals, like, you know, I don't know, but like, I'm sure it equals something. Grant's just so stupid and so pathetic that he's even dating this girl who he flirted with on the first date, and then she got wasted and started boning Chad in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And then dumped him because. Well, I don't even know that she dumped him. Like, it got to be so disgusting that he basically got kicked off the show. And then Grant still wanted to date her after. Like, oh, yeah, she loves me. Gross.
Oh, and then she got and started to pick a huge fight with him only like a week later and started flirting with every other guy.
Yeah, that girl's going to be a nightmare. And he is not even going to care because he's going to be like, well, she's way hotter than me, so I won.
Yeah, and she's like... Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, Grant, like, treats me really great. Like, a lot of guys I've been with treat me, like, so shitty or whatever. Like, they're just assholes to me and, like, call me crazy or whatever, like, street trash. Like, a lot of guys think that I'm just, like, trailer trash or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Grant is, like, he's always nice to me. Like, he loves me. I'm starting to trust that.
Yeah.
Like,
so, I love you,
I
too.
I don't have feelings for other people because that's just not me. Whatever. Like, that's just not what I do. Like, I don't care about other people. But, like, I don't know. I'm starting to really believe that, like, he could, like, feel this way about me, like, for a while.
Yeah. So, like, I love you, too. I'm like, what? How does that equal that? You guys are so stupid.
Before that, she's like, she's like, yeah, so like, whatever. I guess I'm going to tell him like what he needs to hear. Cause like, he's like been so good to me that I'll just like, I know he really like wants to hear this. So I'm just going to like tell him. Like, I really think you're great. Like, so I love pathetic. The way you are into me.
She was, yeah, I love the way you look at me. She was scared of getting the tattoo or whatever. And she goes, yeah, but like, I feel like if I don't get the tattoo, that like, it's not solidifying anything. And we just can't move on unless we solidify something. So I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
What? That's your way of solidifying something? Can't you like put relationship status on Facebook before you get a fucking tattoo? Yeah. Baby steps, girl.
Yep.
So that's pretty much how it ends. Tonight is the big finale where we get to see if they fuck or they don't fuck. But I have a feeling Grant has a tiny penis because I've seen no penis outline and he's way too pathetic for a guy with a big dick. Like, he's way too pathetic. Evan will do it with Carly, and Josh and Amanda obviously have probably already done it like 20 times behind a tree.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it. So we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the rest of it.
I think I'm most excited, honestly, about because from the previews. OK, so we know that Nick and Jen obviously are not going to get engaged. But from the previews, they're showing them making it all the way to the proposal scene. Like, how did he not break up with her before that scene?
Well, he just wanted a night in a hotel room, I think. I think he was like, we've been sleeping on the beach, and I want some room service, so let's go to the fantasy suite, because my fantasy is a croissant.
But he's going to drag it out all the way until the very end, which is kind of weird, I think.
Well, he's been on this show enough times to know. He's like, I'll do whatever it takes to get to the last scene, because otherwise I'm missing a lot of free food and beer.
True.
So all we'll right. be back tomorrow to yes. finish up, and yep. we will start our new podcast this week. So find us on Instagram and Twitter at Rose Pricks Pod and on Facebook at Rose Pricks Podcast. You can find Stephanie at Stephanie, I mean.
S. Wilder Taylor.
What the fuck? I always want to say Stephanie W. Taylor, but it's S. Wilder Taylor.
On both Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Ronnie Karam with a K yep. on both Twitter and Instagram. Come find us. We love you guys.
We do. Can't wait for tonight to watch and tomorrow to podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. I just hope.